Limited in practice. Brock was limited, and Juwan Thompson was limited. So they'll be Brock will be listed as questionable, and everybody else will be listed as probable. Juwan's really sick today; just not feeling well.
Will Brock be healthy enough to be the back?
Yeah, from what I saw today, I feel good about it. You know, so yeah, he took pretty much all the reps he could take, and so yeah, I think he'll be okay.
Coach, how much does anything change with the news that Antonio Brown's going to be out?
Really nothing changed. I mean, you know, we prepare for their offense, you know. So really nothing changes. And, you know, one of the things about our team, we know what it's like, you know, to play in big games and be missing some guys. We've had some players sitting on the sidelines this year in some big games of ours. So we know we're playing a really good team and in a big, big game, and we're going to have to play extremely well. So nothing's really changed.
Sure. When a guy gets that big a percentage of targets, though,
Yeah, I don't think you can go there, you know. I mean, they spread the field. They threw it, 59 times against us last time we played or something like that. So the ball went all over the place. They got a lot of guys that can make plays. And, you know, one thing about Ben's going to attack coverage. You know, that's what he's going to do. So, like I said, our preparation has been for their offense.
Coach, this is kind of the year anniversary of the kicking and screaming comment by John.
Kicking and screaming.
Well, he said that he needs a team that's kicking and screaming and made a lot of changes because of that. And this is a year later. What's different about this team? What can you do to guarantee that that's going to be the win now?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's different. I wasn't here last year, you know, but I feel good about our football team. I think we've went out each and every week and, you know, played our hearts out, you know, and it's been good a lot of times, and a few times it hasn't been. But, you know, we're looking forward to this opportunity, and we've worked hard to get here. So I like our preparation. I know our guys are excited to play.
You've experienced playoffs as a player and a coach. Mm-hmm. More tension, more pressure on a player or a coach?
I don't know. That's a good question. I never really thought of that. Preparation as a player, of course, when I was a player, I wasn't starting many of those playoff games, so it was a little bit different for me. But being a coach, I don't know that your preparation's the same. Obviously, the stakes get higher, but you know that's why you're in this business. That's what you want to be a part of. And I've been very fortunate because of this organization to be in a lot of the games like this. So I'm really just looking forward to it. We've done the work. Now it's time to go enjoy and play.
It seems like, Coach, because Peyton was absent for such a long chunk, there's less focus on him at this time than there was maybe previous years. Is that helpful to the team that you played without?
Well, I think that's probably happened throughout the course of the season, you know, because the focus has been on our football team. We've had a lot of guys contribute to the idea or the fact that we're here this Sunday. And I think it's, in all honesty, we sit here every week and say we don't know who the guy's going to be that's got to make the play to win the game. But we're all preparing, and, you know, we know it'll take us all. So that's kind of been our motto throughout the course of the season.
Can that help?
Yeah, I think so. I really think it does, and I think he knows that. You know, he knows he's on a good football team. Go do his job. You know, get us in the right plays and those type of things, and lead the group. And that's what he's been working to do.
How do you balance don't make mistakes with go out and make the big
play? Yeah, I don't really talk about that. I talk about being aggressive. You know, I want their aggression as a football team and a player. I want their confidence. So we're gonna make mistakes in the game. You're gonna make them. But come back and make the next play. So, you know, I want them flying around, having fun, and because, like I said, they deserve the right to play in this game. Let's go get after it.
Do you know what your message is going to be in that Saturday night team meeting before the game?
Probably the same message I've had all year. You know, rely on each other. You're on a good team. Do your job. Stay focused on your job. Stay in the moment. You know, that's what we always try to do. Don't get too far ahead of ourselves, and just play as hard as we can possibly play.
Some of your players have mentioned that if it's at all possible, Peyton's been even more dialed in than usual. What kind of sense have you gotten now in watching him this
week? He's dialed in. I know that. But that's what I've seen all the time from him. So his preparation's been excellent. And it's not only been 1 week, but it's been, you know, 2 good weeks. So I think it's been good for him coming off of what he went through to have a little extra time to get ready to play this game.
Any update on Demaryius and his mom being able to come to the game?
You know, no, I have none. I don't know.
Coach, you're doing some stories on some of the Nevada players. Talk about Brandon Marshall and how influential he's been for this team.
Brandon's been a leader throughout the course of the season. You know, he's played extremely well. He and Danny inside. I don't know if Brandon started the season as one of our big leaders on defense, but I can say he's there now. So his play and his actions, the way he handles himself, he's come a long way.
How much do you have to talk to your players about controlling their emotions?
Oh, we talk about that all the time. You know, we talk You want them to play with emotion, but you want them to be smart, understand situations. That's the most important thing. So I really won't talk to them any different than I've talked to them all year long.
You think, the Chiefs lost Jamal Charles, and they rebalanced and were better.
It happens a lot in football, Mike, and I think what happens is, all the focus goes away from one spot and it gets spread out. Everybody knows they've got to make a play or do their job, and sometimes teams settle down and really find their niche, and I think through the course of the season with us, it's kind of been that way with guys missing. Other guys have stepped up. So I think that happens in ball, and that's why a lot of teams that are left, playing this weekend, they've handled that really well.
Okay, y'all, good day.